it just because the way the media is portrayed, the way things are portrayed? Can anyone get into the PR? And if so, what would you advise them to do, first of all?
Okay, very quickly. If you're talking about sports industry, not news or media, if you're talking about sports industry, my best advice to anyone is education is very, very important. The education stays with you right till the end. Go to university, do your degree in news, media, journalism. That's the best way. Get yourself a voluntary job or a part-time job working for a news broadcaster or even a PR company, and your turn will come. I mean, it took me, 13 years before I landed this role. But obviously, most of my time was actually spent in football. But when my opportunity did come, I took it. And 6 years going on now, being a publicist, it's great. I love it. But at the same time, I do give advice to a lot of youngsters who are trying to push through. It is hard. It's not easy. But my best advice is that join your local radio station, join your local newspaper, being a journalist, a sports journalist, and your time will, your time will come.
I think I might have come and used your services. I might have to be loaned out by the management, because obviously they're listening to the show. So they'll have to probably loan me out for a season or so.
Come and work for you.
Steve, before I stopped you earlier, sorry about that, and I know I said to hold your fire on Liverpool, so what would you like to say as a bit? How did that come about, being a Liverpool fan to start with?
Well, a Liverpool fan, I've been supporting Liverpool since age of 8 years old, so I've seen the ups and downs, I've seen the glory days, the high notes, the low notes, and I was always stood by Liverpool. Okay, right now we've got one of the best managers, I think, in the world, Jurgen Klopp. Give him time. Things are not going to happen overnight. It's a new team which are gelling together. We've had a bit of a shaky start, in the Premier League this season. But our main priorities are to finish top four. I think that is possible. It's not guaranteed. It is possible. There are some very tough teams in there. But I think the way things are going, that's our priority to finish in top four.
And Steve, moving on, obviously, because you talked about Liverpool, what have you made of their start this season? Because the way I see it is when they go forward, they're fine if they apply themselves, but his defence still looks very, very shaky. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, Steve, you are right. I think forward, we can be very, very exciting, and we can challenge any team. I think our problem at this moment in time is our centre-back, left-back, is our defence, and I think that needs to improvise. If we are going to challenge for top four, and I'm sure Jurgen Klopp is actually looking into that department, and maybe he might bring in one or two players before the window closes. But otherwise it's going to be the same old story what happened last season. Our defence was shambles, and look where we finished. But there are lessons to learn to strengthen that department, and hopefully if we can get that right, it'll be great. But I think going forward, midfield, we're actually very strong. Up front, we've got plenty of players. That's not a problem. It's our left back and centre back that we need to improve.
And Steve, before I allow you to carry on, my colleague who was on air before yourself on the phone, he said he's listening into you since you started speaking. He said you're very, very good and you're an inspiration to people. So I echo his sentiment, and his name's Janaid. He's one of my colleagues who does a show 8 to 10 Sunday evening. So he's listening to you, and he said Mashallah, Steve's very, very good. And he likes your contribution, so I don't know what he's hinting at. Maybe he wants you to come on my show permanently. Maybe we'll have to hire you for 2 hours every Wednesdays out of your job.
Well, why not? any talks in the Premier League, football, especially the football transfer window coming up to very close. Yeah, I'll be more than happy to come on the show.
That's absolutely fine. Steve, I know you're very, very busy and you need to have your me time. And first of all, thank you for listening to my show, and it was a pleasant surprise for you to call up for the first time, and you're more than welcome to call up anytime once you've got some me time to call in. So I appreciate your contribution, appreciate your history, and you're more than welcome to come back on the show, and Mr. Mogul, who's the owner of the radio station, valued your comments, and he was pleasantly surprised to hear you first time, and also all of our listeners. So thank you very much for calling in, Steve, and keep in touch, and any exclusive, we'll be more than welcome to mention them on air.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, it's my pleasure, and for you to call in at a very, very busy time, especially in transfer weekend, and I'm sure you've been on the road for probably the last, you know, on your feet for the last 20 hours, so it's very humbling to have you on the show, and I've learned quite a lot from speaking to you, and I hope our listeners also have been inspired from what you said, and hope they listening to what you said very carefully, and they might even think of a career path in PR or in football.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a great radio station. It's a great advert for the community. But it's definitely a radio station which is in my top 10. So, hopefully I'll be on your show very soon.
You're more than welcome. And like I said, you caught me off guard. Otherwise, I would have prepared my questions and done a top 10 or grilled you more. But thank you very much for answering my question just off the cuff. And have a lovely evening, and enjoy transfer deadline day, which is coming up at the end of the week as well.
Well, thank you, Zahir. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night to you and to your listeners.
You too. Thanks very much, Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Steve Hudson. He's a very well-known PR manager. So I'm very, very grateful for him, for his call. And he did take me off guard because I wasn't expecting him to call in. And, luckily, like I said, I've got my fan on maximum because I was sweating. I didn't want to say the wrong thing because he's probably the biggest interview. He's the first interview that just happened just like that, even though I wasn't expecting him to call in. And then for him to give half an hour of his time to do that, is very, very well appreciated. And thank you to Junaid. He said, mashallah, very good show. The guy Steve is very good. And I echo his sentiments. Right, we're coming up to the end of the show. And what I'll do is, before we end the show, I'll try to play a Nasheed. And I don't know if we've got any Junoon tracks lined up on the library right now. But because Steve did mention Junoon, I'll check with the studio if you've got any Junoon tracks, and we may be able to play that out as the show is about to end. And I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will try to put this up as a podcast in the coming weeks or so. I'll see if I've got a Junoon track. If not, I'll play a Junoon track next week on the show. And JazakAllah for listening into the show. And like I said, this is the beauty of a live show. Anything can happen at any time, so you should always be prepared for the show. And like I said, if I have got that track in my library, then we'll do that. If not, I'll do it next week. And unfortunately, it's somewhere in the library right now, but I will line it up for next week. And like I said, I might be going to Lord's this weekend to watch the ODI. And if I do, then I'll talk about the experience as well. So JazakAllah to, first of all, to Junaid for calling in. Junaid does his show every Sundays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And thank you very much to Steve Hudson, PR manager for Shanina Ahmed, for his call and his comments. And like I said, I benefited from what he said. We've got about a couple of minutes left. And like I said, I was just quickly going through the cricket results. So I mentioned that Sri Lanka played today and they made 288 in 48.5 overs, and Australia were all out for 206. So they won by 82 runs. The first ODI happened on the 21st and Sri Lanka made 227 for 8 and Australia made 228 for 7. So Australia won that game very tightly by 3 wickets. And in terms of the test match, South Africa 263 and New Zealand 15 for 2. That was between the 19th and the 23rd. And lastly, August the 18th to 22nd was the fourth test. Only a few overs were possible, and it was 62 for 2 West Indies against India. So that was all your show for today. And I think I need to lie down and probably another cold shower. So inshallah ta'ala, I'll join you again. Next week, we'll start promptly around about 2 minutes past 10 if it's not azan time. to 12 o'clock. And Jazakallah.